When the Supreme Court issued its landmark ruling this week on affirmative action at the University of Michigan, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote the majority opinion. Across the country, legal experts and education officials are now poring over that opinion and finding things to praise, ponder, or criticize. News analyst Daniel Shore finds himself in the camp of those who think O'Connor got it right.
Almost presciently, the conservative weekly National Review put Justice Sandra Day O'Connor on its cover last weekend with the caption, "How Justice O'Connor Has Ruled the Court." The article painted her as moderate on abortion rights and several other issues. On Monday, she did it again, big time, emerging as the leader of a 5-4 majority that endorsed a sort of don't ask, don't tell policy on affirmative action. In essence, it is okay for a university to seek diversity, but not to set up a formal scoring system for admission. The most strident dissent came from Clarence Thomas, himself an affirmative action graduate of Yale Law School. He appeared to reflect the views of some conservative blacks that students who get a leg up from affirmative action are automatically stigmatized as losers. The cruel farce of racial discrimination, he called it. Justice O'Connor's centrist position went back to the opinion of the late Justice Lewis Powell in the 1978 Bakke case. He supported affirmative action not to remedy earlier discrimination, but to achieve diversity, a compelling state interest, he called it. That is where most Americans seem to be on affirmative action. President Bush, whose administration has submitted briefs opposing the Michigan programs, yesterday applauded the court's decision as a careful balance between diversity and equal treatment. A recent poll by the Pew Research Center showed Americans 2-1 in approving programs designed to increase the number of minority students, although 3-1 against giving them preferential treatment. My friend, the late Harry Blackman, wrote in the Bakke case, "In order to get beyond racism, we must first take account of race. There is no other way." By taking a position anathema to many conservatives, Justice O'Connor may have hurt her chances of succeeding William Rehnquist as Chief Justice, but she is widely regarded as having struck a blow for common sense. This is Daniel Shore.